Oh, damn it. See, that is what happens when I have stuff happen beforehand. I did not hit the record button. All right, so that's over with. I just almost killed my throwing right arm elbow. I'm an idiot. Fish on J, how are you? Bubba Light checking in. So, I just missed like the first 2 minutes of the show. So what I'm trying to say is right when I was trying to start the show, we had a knock on the door. And usually when anybody comes to the door, I try to, you know, kind of intercept it. I don't want my mom having to be in contact with people or whatever it may be. So what I try to do, so when I heard the door knock about 4 till when the show was starting, I ran out there. So what's happening is that, I guess in the place that we're living at, they're trying to evict a bunch of people. Now, I mean, you can't just let your place look like absolute crap. I get it. But I know, everybody knows, that homeowners associations kind of go a little overboard. They do. I do not support the Confederate flag. Me being a Southerner, I don't get it. I just don't get the fascination of the Confederate flag. My dad did. My dad liked it. He was like, history, not hate. I don't get it. But I also, I hold a lot of things that are very, very important. You know what I hold more? The most important thing, the most important, like, liberty that we have in this First Amendment. I do. And there was a guy here in the park that was flying the Confederate flag. He had the Blue Lives Matter flag hanging. And I have no problem with the Blue Lives Matter flag. I don't have it. I don't. But, I mean, the Confederate flag, I know that it's history and stuff, but is there really a place for it anymore? But I also support the First Amendment. It's the most important, like, thing that we have here in the United States, First Amendment, because the First Amendment protects what I'm doing right now. The First Amendment protects just in general your expression. You know, a lot of people like judge me. They get mad at me when I say that racism is even protected by the First Amendment. I hate it. I despise racism. I hate every bit of it. I do. I hate every bit of it, people. But at the same time, as long as you're not physically harming somebody, as long as you're not, you know, stopping somebody from living their every single, just their everyday life. If you're so caught up with your racist beliefs that you're trying to stop somebody from making a living, you need to look in a mirror. You need to look into a mirror and just be like, yeah, I might have a problem, because you do. But when you start physically hurting somebody or stopping somebody from making a living every single day, or just enjoying the freedoms that are just given to people every single day, then I have a problem with that. But I've talked to a lot of people that I want to know the races. I want to know the people that have hate in their heart and everything. But this guy, he's flying the rebel flag. Do I like it? No, I hate it. I hate it. Hate it. I hate it. Hate it. Hate it. But I also think that it's nobody's like right to be able to tell that guy that he can't fly because he has a flagpole. He has a flagpole, and he you know what I would really have a problem with? Because I have seen some people that fly the Confederate flag over the American flag. Yeah, I do have a problem with that. But it's your right. It's your First Amendment right. If you want to fly it, do I agree with it? No, I don't. I don't. Twisted Movie says, can't have it both ways. Can't get on somebody for offending someone else and expect speech to be free. See, Twisted Movies, you're right. Here, I'll read that again. Twisted Movies, can't have it both ways. Can't get on someone for offending someone else and expect speech to be free. What I do for a living is talk. And like I said, I do not support, I don't like it when somebody is flying the Confederate flag, but guess what? It does not affect me. You know what? I'm kind of glad that they're flying it. Because I know what they're into. I know what they support and everything. And let's be honest, I think we could all agree that I think we would all want to know because the secret of so-called that people like to say undercover racist and stuff, I just want to have them out in front. But it's your right to be able to fly that if you want to. And a lot of people get pissed at me. A lot of people get pissed at me. I don't agree with it, but guess what? It's your right. Your First Amendment right to be able to fly that. It is. Ned Lee, ask Iggy if certain parts of Canada have speech laws where they're... Well, it's just... Ned Lee, I know how it is in Canada. Like, Canadians don't have absolute free speech. Nedley says, ask Iggy T if certain parts of Canada have speech laws where there are fines and possible jail time. I know that there is, but Iggy, I would love to get your feedback on this. Seriously, I would. Gary says, saying you can't get on someone is also literally denying free speech. Look, do I like it? Do I agree with it? No. But also at the same time, this is how I've always felt about this. Absolute free speech. And I know that I've talked about this a lot. I have. I've talked about it quite a few times. Here, let me read what Abraham Dragon Friend has to say. I have a neighbor who flies a Confederate flag above a Trump. Save us in 2024. Flag and has Trump 2024 signs in their yard. It's part of being in a no HOA and TBH. I would rather deal with it than get fined for my trash cans. Listen, people, I hate. Well, I know it's redundant when I say I hate, hate. I hate, hate. I hate, hate, hate. But as long as people aren't physically hurting people or trying to make people from earning a living or intimidating people and stuff, yes, I get it. I get it. But they're just words. They're words. Do I agree with them? No. But once again, me as a broadcaster, I support absolute freedom of speech. And it's also a mixed bag. It just is. It's a mixed bag. And I know a lot of people don't agree with that. Iggy T writes, hold on. Iggy, hello, we have no speech laws here, at least here in Alberta. But I've heard, like, if people can get in trouble in Canada for things that they say, like, in general is what I'm trying to say, in general. I wish we didn't have to have this conversation, but what I do for a living, it's, I'm always going to be on the side of people should be able to say whatever they want to. I don't support hate speech. I despise it. But at the same time, I know I'm being redundant with everything, people, but at the same time, it's just, but I also got to cover my own ass on everything. Despise it. You know what? And I might be a little bit of a hypocrite, but if somebody said something that I found extremely offensive, extremely racist, that they were just trying to get a rise out of people to create violence between two groups, yeah, I might punch that person in the face. Who knows? Anyways, I mean, if you guys want to call in, you can easily do that. I got the Google Voice open, 407-270-3044. And just giving you a heads up, I've had a pretty busy day, and I probably might only do 45 minutes tonight. Tonight is game one of the Stanley Cup Finals. The Lightning versus the Avalanche. Oh, by the way, I heard this today, and there are some people. I'm so fascinated by people that keep up with stats. Do you guys realize that this is the first time in the four major sports here in the United States? The four big sports in the United States, baseball, Major League Baseball, NFL, football, NBA, National Basketball Association, and the NHL. This is the first time that you have ever, in the NHL, that it's ever happened where two teams have faced each other in the championship series where the team's names don't end in S. You have the Colorado Avalanche, the Tampa Bay Lightning, and it has happened before in Major League Baseball because there is not a lot of teams in the four major sports that do not end in S. And I would love to see if you guys can guess it here in the chat room, or if you would like to call in, 407-270-3044. There are two teams in the NBA. Can anybody tell me what the two teams in the NBA where their mascot name doesn't end in S? SDK already got one. SDK has already got one. The Orlando Magic. Well, yeah, you know what? The Orlando Jazz, or Utah Jazz. So you got that one, Big Doug Millionaire. There's another team. So you got the Lightning. There's also another professional sports team in Florida that the team does not end in S. Can anybody else tell me that team? And there's also two teams in Major League Baseball. There could be more. Yep, Gary got it. The Miami Heat. The Miami Heat is another one. Now, there are two teams in baseball. Yep. Got a Heat. Nedley says Heat. Atomic Citizen says Miami Heat. Can anybody give me the Major League Baseball teams that I know off the top of? Yep. Big Doug Millionaire. Red Sox. White Sox. Big. So am I missing any more? Because major professional teams. And well, Orlando City Lions. No, that's not Lions. Can anybody else give me any of the other professional teams here? Well, I mean, two teams in football named after regions, not states. I can't think of any other ones off the top of my head that don't end in S. So what did we come up with? We got the, in soccer? New England Revolution. Okay, yeah, there you go. I mean, originally when I said this, Phillies, no, that, I mean, Minnesota Wild. So, you know what, there probably is a lot of them in MLS, and people, please don't get upset because I'm the biggest football fan, not NFL football, but football as in soccer. Like, I love it. I soccer is one of my favorite sports. MLS, I love it. Like you said, SDK, Minnesota Wild. Or no, Wild is, yeah, you're right. Sorry. You guys got to realize I am a Florida cracker. I was born and raised in the state of Florida. So, I'll say that, like, Golden State Jagoffs. But no, soccer is, like, I love soccer. Like, one of my favorite teams, even though we've done horribly, I'm a supporter of Manchester United. You want to be honest, a lot of people call me a bandwagon fan. The most important reason why I like Manchester United is because of Sir Alex Ferguson. I love it. I think Sir Alex Ferguson might be one of the best motivators, the best coaches, the best managers that you're ever going to see. You got to put Sir Alex Ferguson in any. You got to hire him as a coach. You got to hire him as a manager, wherever it may be. That guy gets the best out of everybody. And I just watched that documentary of Sir Alex Ferguson. Never Give In. I loved it. Absolutely loved it. Coming up here in just, about 7 minutes, I'm going to have Gary, my good friend Gary, come on. Hey, we're going to do a little bit of like a pop-up video or video review. He's got a band. And a lot of people, yeah, I mean, you might want to bust my balls and stuff, but I really don't give a fuck. I don't. Because I'm going to be playing the video. And I got a lot of questions about this video. I got a lot of questions about the band because I got a lot of feels out of the video. The name of the song is BBQ squonk. Well, you know what? There's a lot of them in soccer, guys. Maybe it was a bad topic. I don't know. Oh, so I wanted to play Bound Dogs, Make Comment, and then there's a lot of stories that I wanted to play here. Mother Kills Kids, Murdering Wife. Oh yeah, this is the story that I wanted to get into. This is happening in Florida and in Central Florida. I mean, we've had some pretty good trials. We had the Trayvon case where George Anthony was with case. See, a lot of these blend in. Seriously, I've not been smoking weed at all. I'm sorry. I don't know why. Matter of fact, I'm kind of concerned that I can't think of the guy that shot Trayvon. That case, that was there. You had Casey Anthony. Man, what the fuck is wrong with me? But this story is really, really weird. And a lot of people may not think that it's weird, but it's weird. It's pretty goddamn weird. This woman killed her husband. This woman killed her husband. And she waited a really long time after she stabbed her husband. And then she ended up calling, but now they're fine. Oh, let's not forget, her husband used to be her stepfather. Only in Florida where you would see a once stepdaughter, now a wife, kill your husband that once used to be your stepfather. And now all types of stuff have come out that she was on social media because she stabbed this guy. Waited a couple of hours and she was on Snapchat. She was on Twitter Tinder. She was on Plenty of Fish. Who knows? And then she finally called officials after they found mops, towels, everything, trying to clean up the blood from her dead husband and former stepfather.
Winter Park woman accused of killing her husband was back on the stand answering questions about what happened the night he died.
Today, Danielle Redlick admitted she killed her husband, Michael, but said she did it in self-defense.
I mean, I'm just being upfront. I have been really, really, Sonica Donge. I mean, I already had a little bit of, I kind of like Indian women, but look at Sonica Donge. Seriously. I mean, it's not the greatest shot, but Sonica Donge, come on, Sonica. I'm completely down for the Indian women.
West Chew's Michelle Meredith has been listening to this testimony in court. Michelle, what is the prosecution aiming to get at today?
Well, basically, they want to portray her as heartless. That after
Michelle Meredith has been around just as long as Claire Metz, but she's still good. She's still good at what she does.
Stabbing her husband, she basically did nothing to save his life. Looking bright in a white jacket, Danielle Redlich faced intensive grilling during cross-examination from state prosecutors.
As I'm pulling myself up and trying to turn around to face him, that's when he grabbed my hair and slammed my head onto the...
Slams your head into the stovetop, yes?
Yes.
And at this point, you have a 6'1", 240-pound man pressed against your body, yes?
Yes.
They went through the fight on the night of January 11th, 2019. Danielle pointed out where it started in the kitchen, how her husband, Michael Red,
an accused of killing
God damn it.
Damnation from state prosecutors.
As I'm pulling myself up and trying to turn around sometimes. To face him, that's when he grabbed my hair and slammed my head onto the...
Slams your head into the stovetop, yes?
Yes.
And at this point, you have a 6'1", 240-pound man pressed against your body, yes?
Yeah.
Why does Daniel... But no, let's be honest. Yeah, I mean, you're right, Abraham Dragon Friend. I think you are right. Man, this woman has a state-appointed defense attorney, yet they lived off of Temple Drive. I mean, Abraham Dragon Friend, it brings up a great point. I mean, that area is pretty upscale. It is. But this state prosecutor is just like way over the top. Listen to this. Listen to this guy. It's like, it seems like he's trying to make a name for himself.
240-pound man pressed against your body. Yes?
Yes.
They went through the...
And Gary, I mean, you can call in right now, Gary, if you want to. I'm almost done with this story, but... Like, if you're a state prosecutor, don't you have to be careful? You gotta be a little bit careful about how hard you go in the paint against the woman. But... I think that... Alright, hold on. I think this is Gary calling in. What up, Gary? Are you there? Hey, Gary.
Yellow.
Hey, man. Just give me a second. I'm almost done with this story, so.
Go ahead.
All right, here we go. Hold on.
A fight on the night of January 11th, 2019. Danielle pointed out where it started in the kitchen, how her husband, Michael Redlich, pinned her face.
And by the way, this guy was a big swinging dick at UCF from everything that I've heard. I really think that if this woman wouldn't have waited as long as she did, I think she might be able to get away with this. Even if she planned this all out. And let's not act like women don't plan some of this stuff out. Now, if everything she's saying is true, then guess what? If he was beating you and he was abusive and stuff, then good for you. Then you killed him. But it just, if she was defending herself, then she is also crazy. I really think that she might be, because you don't wait for a couple of hours and then you don't try to clean it up with mops and rags and t-shirts and stuff. That is a damning evidence against her. Abraham Dragonfin also says, didn't they even interview the kids? Yeah, they've interviewed the kids. They have. So, I mean, Abraham if he was abusive. Okay, but yes, the guy was her former stepfather. Okay, so then her defense attorney should have been digging up some stuff, like she was groomed and everything. Is it weird? Yes, it's weird as fuck. It's weird as fuck. It is. And I'm going to get through this because I don't want to keep Gary waiting, but Rubber Wilbur says, Tuttle, your live streams are getting better and making me want to click. I would like to recommend you focus on catchy titles that will show up on Google search and video thumbnails that pop. Look, if there's anybody out there, you know, my guest is a great digital artist, and that's something I want to talk to him about. So let me get through this real quick, because I'm definitely getting
face
sidetracked.
Down on the counter, she reaches in the kitchen drawer, grabs a knife, and stabs him.
And he is standing there.
I know that I said I want to get through. This sounds like the Jodi Arias thing. It really, really does. Man, why do all these big trials that get a lot of attention happen here in Central Florida?
And he begins to bleed, yes?
I don't know. I ran.
You ran.
So what happens next, state prosecutors hone in on, in a very subdued voice showing basically no emotion. Danielle admitted she did not call 911 after stabbing her husband, that at one point she heard him moaning. She eventually mops and tries to clean up the blood, takes a nap, Googles how...
Oh, Abraham Dragonfin, I know that it's her former stepdad. That is why I'm even talking about this story, because I think this is weird. I think this is weird as fuck. It is. No. It's not former. Well, I mean, this chick, it is her former husband, because the former, that guy's dead. He's dead. No, I mean, okay, no Jodi Arias link. The only reason I said is getting stabbed in the shower. That, I know that I'm stretching, Abraham. I'm stretching. That's the only link that I had. And there's not really much more that I can play in this story, but I'm going to have my good friend Gary on. Gary, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, no, I can hear you fine.
Okay, I got a wonky headset setup going on.
So, you're in a band, and here, can I talk about where you worked before, you know, related to such and such?
Oh, yeah.
So,
absolutely.
I met Gary because he was one of the artists, some of the creators at Hexhead Art, you know, on the Bubble of Love Sponge show. Say what you want. Hexhead Art put out some great, great, high-quality artistic-type stuff. Gary, what did you do there, by the way?
I did a lot of things there. I did a lot of the design because, we would take, you know, sports logos and company logos and turn them into metal art.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to do a lot of design to, you know, break out the layers and decide what's going to go, you know, above and below what. I did a lot of that. I did a lot of the product photography, a lot of the, you know, putting the website together.
Yeah.
And I did a lot of putting ads together for Facebook. We were a really small company. There was 10 people, you know, at that company.
But you guys did great work. It was high quality.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was
hand-painted.
So, you know, a lot of people don't know this, that... at the beginning of 2020, Naomi Bradshaw, Jack Bradshaw's wife, Naomi Bradshaw, great local musician. You know, I'd never, ever done, try to produce or try to film a music video and stuff. And I, you know, she asked me, hey, do you want to come out and film and stuff? And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go out and I'm going to try. I'm going to do it. And I was able to get some great video shots. We were, you know, I had the speaker in the background so she could, you know, sing along to it. But I'm horrible at, you know, syncing up voices to video. And I knew that you were good at doing that type of stuff. And I did two videos. I did two videos for her that I, in my opinion, I think came out tremendously great, and I can't thank you enough. Now
the single shot one is awesome that you did. I don't know how you did a single shot for an entire song.
It was hard, man. And that was on the first take. It was. I just, you know, I had my friend Fish on Jay, and I think Fish on Jay might be in the chat room right now. He was behind me, following me with a speaker, and he had to be on his game because I was just following her around. I just said, here, we're going to start playing the music. You just freestyle it, and we're going to record you, and we got it in one take.
It's really good.
And I can't thank you enough because, I mean, I can do video editing, but, like, you really made me look good, Gary. So,
yeah, I do the opposite there. I'm not very good at coming up with ideas or shooting anything, but I can do the editing part of it. Like, I can take just all your different parts and see what needs to go where.
Did you do this video I'm about to play?
Yeah, you know, a lot of remote, you know, band stuff going on. I did my parts at my house, and then the singer did his parts at his house, and the bass player did his. You know, we all did it in different locations, and then they all just sent it to me. I did some other filming, you know, outside and of my amplifiers and lights and stuff like that, just to mix in, try to make it interesting. You know?
I got a real 90s feel from this video. I'm not saying that in a bad way, but because I'm a Gen Xer. just this opening shot with the picture that I'm about to play, I get a Beastie Boys What You Want video, like, feel. Do you know what
that's
I'm saying?
Exactly,
like,
what I was doing, yeah.
No, I mean, I really do, and then I get a little Soundgarden type thing off of this, some of the other cuts. I'm, you know, because I'm just being honest.
Well, I mean, that's exactly what we do, is we take things that we're inspired by, you know.
So
try to recreate them in our own little ways.
So before I play the video, tell my audience what's the name of the band and how they can check you guys out.
The band is Weaving Spiders, and you can check us out on Bandcamp. We have a single with this song, Barbecue Squonk, and a
Why
Black
barbecue,
Sabbath cover, Tomorrow
Barbecue
Green.
Squonk. I love barbecue, but is there any meaning behind the name of the song?
Not really. It was called Barbecue Source, just because it sounds funny, like sauce. But then the singer, you know, he was writing the lyrics, and he came up with the idea of a squonk. If you know what a squonk, you know what a squonk is?
No, tell me.
A squonk is basically sort of like it's basically kind of a warthogish kind of mystical animal
pig?
That is so incredibly ugly. Yeah, sort of. I mean, it's not real, though, but it's a... mythical animal that's so ugly that it doesn't want to be seen by anybody, and if it is, you know, it just kind of cries itself and its tears dissolve it and, you know, dissolve it into nothing.
All right, here I'm gonna play some of this song here. I'm just letting you know, YouTube and all the other places have been pretty bad, so I'm gonna play like 2 minutes, 3 minutes of it, but we're gonna get into it. Definitely has a 90s alternative rock music video vibe to it already.
Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
It does. Now, is that you wearing the Cleveland Browns jersey?
Yeah, that's me in the Kareem Hunt jersey. Yeah.
Okay, so are you from Cleveland?
I grew up about an hour from Cleveland in northern Ohio.
All right. What do you think about that? Did they mess up by getting Deshaun?
I don't want to take any kind of position on that. We're going to wait for the investigation to run its course and see where we go from there.
I feel bad for you.
I think they did. I think it's a great trade.
See, yeah, this does have a very, so what you want, you know, kind of like feel to it. Like, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I love nostalgia, by the way. Like, I love it. I'm not saying you're ripping off or anything, but I love it.
No, I like the layering of that video. So that's kind of what I was able to do with this, with the limited resources. You know,
I mean, even look at it.
Alabama.
Dude, do you remember when Eminem did that one song with Rick Rubin, like, where they sampled that thing and he like kind of like took that effect from that So What You Want song that they did? I forget which one it was. Because they were going for the nostalgic feel as well.
Yeah.
Now, how do you know the lead singer? I'm just being honest. Like, I mean, he married. I'm not asking because I'm interested or anything. I'm just asking because.
He's a handsome fella.
Huh?
No, he's not. No,
he's not. Okay.
He's a handsome fella too. Everybody in the band was all people from, the Louisville, Kentucky music scene when I was up in there, and all in different bands. And he's a singer of one of my favorite bands from up there called Nixon.
Wait, Nixon? And, like Richard Nixon?
Not the Nixons, okay. The band, which is like a Christian band, but they're called Nixon.
I'm not all into religion and stuff. Like, like Local H or whatever back in the day in the 90s, like Face Down on the Floor song. They came in. They were kind of like considered a Christian rock band. Would you consider Creed as a Christian rock band?
Probably, but I mean, bands like King's X are considered Christian, but they're metal.
You can be metal and stuff. It's like the opposite of Gore, right? Like Gore, they got like demons and animals up on stage that are eating people. So what do they got? Yeah, they got Jesus coming down from the ceiling, christening people, forgiving them for their sins and stuff. I mean, it's great. I love it. I'm always down to work the gimmick and everything.
Well, the gimmick's there when the music's not that great. So,
Fish on Jay says, Ultimate Rich is a Christian band. I think they're pretty good. Look, see. You know, there's some people. Okay, so let me ask you this, Gary. Growing up and still to this day, like, what attracts me to rock music in general is the beat, the drums.
Yeah.
It's just tribal. I think that it's in our instinct to be gravitated towards that type of stuff. Don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't even care what people are singing about. If I'm just being straight up and honest.
One of my favorite bands of all time called Dead Poetic. They were considered a Christian band, but they were just a really good band, Tooth and Nail Records.
Yeah, but I also like a lot of music that people are like, oh, Tuttle, what the fuck are you,
Marilyn Manson.
No, I mean, I can appreciate Marilyn Manson and stuff. I can.
Yeah.
I can, but then I'm also in a lot of the singer-songwriter stuff, but it also has to have a good drum beat to it. Like, it's a very tribal thing.
Yeah, it's got to have a good feel to it.
Hold on. I feel bad. I missed the song because of a client called. Twisted Movie says, Marilyn Manson put on a really good live show. Even if you're not really into his music, the show is great. I think you agree. Abraham Dragonfriend says, I really like this. So
awesome.
No, I'm not going to be make it or break it. For you, what I'm trying to say,
it's not gonna be like a Billie Eilish overnight success.
No. What I'm saying is, even if I hated this or whatever, you'd be like, it's not going to hurt you either way. And if I say, oh, man, this is the best thing that I've ever heard, it's not like you're going to be an overnight success.
The only thing that matters is the people that are listening to you, the whole thing.
Twisted Movie, I love this track. This sounds great. Where can they find this on YouTube and stuff?
It's everywhere. It's on iTunes, Spotify, like I said, Bandcamp, every Deezer. You know, it's on like 20 different listening services, so it's everywhere. YouTube.
Here, let me
video is on YouTube though.
Oh, it is. So, what
and
is
we have the video for? Go ahead.
What is the if the YouTube link like YouTube.com/ what is it?
Hold on.
You know what? How about this? I'll just
curveball.
I'll put it in the description of the thing. You know what? Let me play a little bit more of this.
You just type in weed and spiders, and it'll, you know, the channel will come up the same. You know,
well, can you type in? Is it youtube.com/ weaving spiders? Let me know. I get a Soundgarden feel from this as well too.
Yeah, that is exactly what he was mentioning when he said he came in with that. Because, you know, I think Rusty Cage kind of has that layered first word of each line.
Mm-hmm.
Like the, hey, you know.
Are you a Gen Xer, Gary?
That idea.
Are you a Gen Xer?
Yeah, I was born in 80.
Well, see, because I was born right on the cusp. I thought 79 was like the cutoff. But, I mean, born in 80.
Basically the same.
Well, no. I know it's basically the same because, you know, Colton was a dick to me the other day. Like, I hang out with all of his friends and stuff, and Colton, I love Colton to death. I don't want anybody to think like I'm talking shit about Colton. But he was like, hey, Tuttle, how does it feel to be born in the 70s? And I'm like, motherfucker, I was born, like, almost in December.
5 minutes before 80.
Like, seriously, like, it was a month and a couple of days, in my opinion.
You got about 0.5% of the 70s in you.
Yeah, I'm a Southern drummer, says, I love this sound. Just wish my Uncle Bounty Hunter was still alive. He knew everyone in music business. I think this might be a joke then, but it's somebody talking good about it. That's what I'm saying.
Good.
All right. I'm just being honest. I'm not going to, Gary, I'm not going to be able to play the whole song because you want to get and watch the Lightning game. I'm sorry. But a lot of people are really, really loving this if I'm just being up front. All right. So this is the one thing that I wanted to ask you about. So you guys know that I talked about this at the beginning. I did that one take shot with Naomi Bradshaw. That bridge looks. Did you get inspired by that bridge in the background from what I did? I'm not trying to call you out. You could just tell me, like, oh, Tuttle, you're full of yourself or whatever. But kind of looks like the bridge.
I'm not going to say directly, but like the idea stuck in my head for sure.
Because, okay.
You know, when I'm thinking about that stuff, it's like, oh, let me find a bridge and just drive through it and see how that looks. You know,
but it's a great shot.
But
now,
it stuck in my head, definitely, from what you did.
Did you loop that? Because if you didn't loop that, that's a really long fucking bridge. So
it's actually not that long. It's just like a 25-mile-an-hour, like, it's almost one lane.
Okay,
bridge.
I got you. So, here, let me get past this hook there, and I want to be able to promote everything.
Yeah, let the chorus play.
Sorry. We'll be right back. Wait, that guy right there. Hold on. He's like looking up in the corner like he got caught doing something bad. That part right there is like, that guy this seems like. All right. Hey, Gary.
He's single.
Yeah. No, but it's great. All right. So before I let you go and everything, I want to, I'm going to put all the info, all the links, everything in the description, but tell people, did you look it up? I tried to stall. Is it like youtube.com/?
No, yeah, it's all random numbers and letters, but all you got to do is just search weaving spiders.
Weaving.
After you get to YouTube.
What's the meaning behind weaving spiders?
Weaving spiders is from a Shakespeare play, but it's also used in it's from the Bohemian Grove thing. I don't know if you know about that. It's like old school conspiracy stuff. Weaving spiders come not here.
All right. Well,
it's on the outside of the building of the Bohemian Grove in California.
Well, you gotta understand, here in Florida, we got a lot of weird ass tropical spiders and stuff. So, I mean, we got those banana spiders and everything. I even learned how to catch fish with the web of a banana spider. A lot of people don't know this. Banana spider has one of the strongest webs out of all the spiders here in the United States of America. Because I did go to a hunter safety course, and they taught us survival stuff. And they're like, if you need to, take the web from a banana spider, and you can catch fish off of it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I know. It makes me sound like a real weirdo. Anyways.
Hey, you're a survivalist.
Yeah. Hey, Gary. Seriously, though, like, after I left Bubba's show and everything, and I didn't have a lot going for me, I know that I'm just being upfront and real, and I know a lot of people are going to call me a pussy or for just being lame.
It means it, real.
No. But it means a lot that you helped me out when I needed you and everything, not in a sexual way or anything. I'm just saying you helped me out professionally and stuff. So, Gary, it means a lot, seriously. It really, really does. And I don't know if I've ever had a real opportunity to thank you, but it does mean a lot.
No, you definitely have a couple times. I mean, I could always tell you were a good guy. You know, you just had whatever issues you had and Bubba breathing down your neck half the time.
My issues was I trying to end my life. So I know that I shouldn't be laughing about that and stuff. But anyways, Gary, hopefully this was okay. Hopefully you're happy. I wanted to be able to plug your band. I love the band. I love the song and everything. And
Did I tell you that I actually had a promotional thing, advertising thing that I was going to pitch to a caveman? Like right around the time that you had your incident, Bubba.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was because he was giving you nips all the time, right? You know.
Yeah, I was drinking, man. Sometimes I would have 10 shots before 10 a.m.
I had this idea that during football season, you know, it would be a segment called Tuttle's Nip Slips.
Yeah, where, I love it.
Where we would take a bunch of college football games, and you would. You know the Friday before, you would pick winners for college football, and then
the ones I lost, or every time I won, so I get to drink. So either way, so I mean, I kind of like it. I kind of love that.
I said, you know, never mind. He's off. You know, he's sober now. Better not pick that.
I know, but Gary, though, man, like, you know, what's funny is I get to meet a lot of people from what I've done in my past and everything, and you're definitely one of the good ones, and I can't thank you enough.
That.
Seriously, I mean it. I really, really mean it. And I hope you have a great night, my friend, okay?
Thank you.
All right, man. Have a good one. Bye.
You too.
All right. Gonna get out of here, guys. I know it's a little bit of a shorter show and everything, but I'm gonna go watch the Lightning play. I want to see history and stuff. I'm going to get out of here. Hopefully you guys have a great night. Hopefully you stay safe. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.